Hello, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd record some thoughts on Games Britannia, which I went to on Saturday. It was held at the Magna Science Centre, which is an old abandoned steelworks that's been turned into a fantastic postmodern museum with huge industrial displays and sciencey things for kids to do. And they have a large exhibition hall, and that's where this Games Britannia was held. Very appropriate venue. It's like sort of the industrial past of Sheffield is now been subsumed by a digital culture of making games. There was a week-long events of games programming and various things for schools. And over the weekend, there was the replayed part of it, which was a fantastic exhibition. Lots of old games from sort of very old Ataris and Vectrexes and the classic old consoles, right through to the very latest Xbox 360, Kinect and Nintendo and Namco and big companies showing off their games. As well as the big games, there were various indie things going on, chances to program your own games or look at indie projects, and of course the Raspberry Pi were there in force with lots of Pi computers set up for people to have a play with, alongside on the next bank of desks were a whole load of old BBC Micros with programs that you could type in. So if, I don't know if anyone's of the same vintage as me of remembering playing with a BBC Micro and doing coding. But it was a fantastic nostalgia rush. But then seeing that same excitement with the kids who could get on the Raspberry Pis and start programming, playing with Scratch and other programming languages. Highlights of the event. I actually got to play on an original Steel Battalion controller, which is a fantastic mech game with this huge 40 button controller with two joysticks and foot pedals and all sorts, which is extremely evocative, but I didn't even manage to get my mech warrior out of the hangar, but just having a go with the controller was quite fun. Interesting to sort of compare and contrast that. There's a new version of Steel Battalion come out which uses Kinect, but apparently it's not precise enough to make the game work, which is a bit disappointing. It was interesting to sort of compare old and new. Some of the best displays were showing things like Tomb Raider from the very earliest incarnation of it on PlayStation up to the newest versions that have come out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So sort of you could compare and contrast. There were similar things with Star Wars games and James Bond games, and just seeing the evolution of technology is interesting. I mean, it's interesting to see how difficult some of the old games are. The controllers are awkward and they're not very forgiving. I mean, even things like Disney games, like Tailspin I played, I think it was on a NES. And it's brutally difficult. I lost all three lives in 30 seconds. I can only imagine that kids of the past were a little bit more prepared to work at the difficulty levels on games. What else? It was just a pure thrill of seeing the technology that people could play with in their bedrooms and actually create something. Technology, it's not just about consuming, it's not just about getting your iPad and downloading whichever apps Mr. Apple says that you can have. It's being able to create your own programs. So I think the image of the festival for me would be seeing 9, 10, 11-year-old kids programming. And that's what we need to see, is that bedroom culture come back, that idea that you can take technology and it can be cheap, disposable, 25-quid computer, and you can do something useful with it. And that's where we need to go. It's a punk revolution, but with computers. And that's my 5 minutes up, and that's my thoughts on Games Britannia, and I look forward to next year's.